Yellow.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99, and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Thank you for getting connected to eBay Customer Service. I'm David. How can I help you?
I want to know what this $299 is.
It's an Apple iTunes gift card, sir. It's amount to $299.
I didn't order any.
All right. Can you please confirm me first? Apart from you, how many people use your information?
None.
Nobody.
Nobody uses my information, my phone, or anything. I've got my phone with me 24/7. I'm on the road 24/7. No one uses my phone.
Okay, sir. But you confirm me, you remember any point of time you share your information with any other people?
No one. The only one I live with is my wife, and that's the only one who uses my phone, and she has not used my phone. This
All right.
is not for me. I do not want any money taken from my account.
I understand that, sir. Don't worry, I want to help you. That is our responsibility. How is it possible, you're doing in your normal work each and every day with your cell phone. Like you check your email, Facebook, Instagram, watching videos, news, something like that you're doing in your cell phone. And that point of time, you receive a lot of the advertisement, like Amazon, eBay, something like that. You are received. And I believe by mistakenly, you touch on any link over there. And that time of that point of time, someone directly access your information. And they try to use your phone and details. That's why you are facing that type of problem. So you want to block that and cancel it, right?
Yeah.
All right. So I want to help you, sir, because it's an online cancellation. So you be with me and follow our instruction. Then you are definitely going to cancel each and everything. And in future, you can't face any problem with eBay. All right?
Yeah. I don't go on eBay, mate.
I know. You don't do
anything. I don't even know what eBay is.
eBay is like Amazon. You are purchasing something, any product with eBay.
I don't even know what Amazon is, mate. I don't know what Amazon is either.
Okay, I want to show you. Then you can understand that. Don't worry. I want to provide you each and every information. I want to show you each and everything. Then you can easily understand that. First of all, you confirm me which cell phone you are using. It's an Android cell phone or it's an iPhone?
No. I'm not giving you my account numbers.
No, you don't give me anything. No, you don't give me anything. I'm not asking you in your any personal information.
Yeah.
I'm asking what it's for.
What's the Apple for?
I'm saying which cell phone you are using.
$299.
Which one you are?
What's it for? What's the Apple thing for?
It's an iTunes gift card. Someone use your banking statement and they are purchased. Yes, they are purchased gift card.
It's purchased a gift card for $299. Yeah. So you're going to cancel it now?
Yeah, right now, right away. I want to help you, then you will definitely cancel it. So that's why I'm asking you, which phone you have?
Yep, hey.
Which cell phone? Android or iPhone?
An Android.
It's an Android. All right, can you please put the phone on speaker?
Yeah.
Now, look on your screen, exactly very bottom, it's a home button. Just try to press the home button and go back to your home page, please. You can see here all the applications, like your gallery, camera, contact. Yeah, you can see the Play Store option. Just check one by one, you have the option Play Store. Just try to open it up, Play Store.
Yeah,
try to open up the Play Store.
It's open.
All right. And after you open up the Play Store, look on the very top. It's a search option. Search for apps and games. Can you see that option, search?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they filtered down that search option.
Yeah.
And after just try to type on type over there, all in one word, all in small letter, it's AnyDesk, AnyDesk, AnyDesk.
Yeah. Search?
Yeah, then search.
Yeah.
Alright, and after pressing search, now you can see any option will come up. Any desk, remote something.
What am I looking for?
You can see any option will come up like any desk, remote. You can see any option after pressing search.
Related to your search.
Look on the very bottom, it's a search, magnifying glass. Touch on that. After type any desk, you already type any desk?
I'm typing any task, and it's come up with K-O-B underneath.
Any desk. A-N, I've also spelled for you. A-N-Y-D-E-S-K. Any desk.
Yep. Done that. About this app.
Yeah, and after touch on search, after type any desk, then touch on search.
Yes, and it's come up with any task, K-I-V.
Any desk what?
K-I-V.
Okay, I just try to go back, face the back.
Yep.
And try to touch on the search panel once again. Try to touch on that search.
Yeah.
Now type Type once again, all in small letter and all in one word. Any desk. AnyDesk. Any desk.
T-E or T-A?
Not G. I'm spelled for you. It's A for Apple. A.
Yeah.
N as in Nancy. N. Y for YOLO. Y for YOLO. Y.
Yep.
Then D for Doctor. D.
D. Right.
Yes. Then E as an elephant. E.
Yep.
Then S for sugar. Letter S.
Yes.
Then K as in king. Letter K.
Right. Search.
Yeah. Then press and search.
Yeah, it's come up as any desk.
Yep. Remote. Yeah, you can see the any desk remote and install option will come up.
Yeah, the install's there.
Yeah, touch on try to install it. And after touch on install, it will come up any green color option, open. Then you touch on open.
Yeah,
just try to open up the open. And after open, what you can see? Just tell me.
It's asking if a plugin available.
Yeah. Click on OK or any option allow. Click on OK or allow, any option. Click on it. And after click on that, what option you can see?
Hang on. Open. Tutorial. Do you want me to play the tutorial?
Yeah, touch on the tutorial. And after touching tutorial, what option you can see?
It's got my address.
Yeah, and you can see that. Yeah, you can see that 9-digit number over there.
Yes.
Tell me the number.
184-971-531.
Alright, and below of that number, can you see that? It's a little option over there. Set password.
Yes.
Try to touch on that. Set password.
Always show incoming session requests. I only show incoming session requests if any desk window.
After touch on set password, you can see that lots of the options come up, and you just scroll it down, And you have an option, permission profile. Just try to touch on that, permission profile.
Allow, okay, who's done that?
Now, what option you can see? What do you can see in your screen?
I've got allow other devices to save login information from this desk, for this desk.
Yeah.
Clear all tokens. Enable two-factor authentication.
Permission profile. Just check if the option will become a permission profile. Just try to touch on that. Permission profile.
To the way out the front.
Up the front, permissions, follow me in. Enable previous positions, clear previous.
Permission profiles.
Permission profiles. Yeah, now it's come up with default screen sharing, full access, or unattended access.
Click on unattended access.
Yeah.
And after I click on that, what option you can see?
It's given me profile enabled, which is ticked.
Yeah, touch on that tick option. Yeah, touch on the tick box option.
Yeah.
Now enable. Now it is asking the password.
Yes.
Now put over there all in lowercase. You don't do any mistake. All in lowercase. It's Apple. 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 121.
It's not allowing me to tap on the password.
Touch on that panel.
Yep, it's not allowing me to do it. Permission.
Okay. You tick that password first. Tick that password, little square box. Password box.
No,
touch on that.
There's no square box there. Hang on. Word mouse. Access is manager. When I hit on the set password, it's not allowing me to do anything.
Okay, you close that. You can see any option over there, close.
Yeah.
Type that and close. Yeah, close it.
Now it's gone back to the default screen sharing, full access or unattended access.
Okay, you full touch on full access.
Yeah.
And after touch on full access, what option come up?
It's come up with profile enabled with a tick.
Yeah, touch on that.
It's gone. Enable unattended access.
Yeah, touch on that. Touch on that set password.
There's no box there.
There's no box there. It's not allowing me to do it.
Just try to check. It's a little square box, and you just tick on that. Just try to touch. Now just check. It's a hyphen is blinking. Like you put something. Your keypad come up. Touch on that area.
Hang on.
Now what do you can see in your screen?
No, I'm back on the security. It's control. Discovery. Auto disconnect. I'm on security again.
Okay, you need to do, look on the very bottom, you have close option. Just try to close it. Press on close.
Yeah, I've done that.
And once again, press the back key. Go back. Press on back. And you just look on your address. You can see that number 18497131. Just do like
1431, yes.
Yeah, you can see that number.
Yes.
You stay on that page, okay? Right now, I want to send you the security warning, and you receive two options. First option, I trust this call, and second option, I avoid to the risk. You just select two little boxes, and then click on accept, all right? Now, I want to send you to check.
Okay.
Now, check. You receive an option. I trust this call. First option, select, click on that box. Then hit on accept.
Security warning.
Yes. I trust this call. Yeah. Hit on accept. And once again, touch on I have up to the risk. And then hit on accept once again.
It's not allowing, it's not doing anything. It's just saying another person would like to access your device.
That is mean you are connected with eBay. Allow. Click on allow, or any option will become as accept. Click on accept.
I'm hitting accept. It's not allowing it. It's not doing
right.
it.
Because you can't touch on that little box. I above to the rest. Just check. It's a little box come up over there. Little option. I above to the rest. Touch on that little box.
No. Yeah, that's gone down now. No.
You know when you have that color?
Oh, hang on. I'm aware of the risks. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here.
It says I'm aware of the risk, so I get that?
Yeah, I take it in that, yeah.
Okay, accept, yep, okay. Amazon Secure Server.
Yes, absolutely right. Yeah, allow.
Allow, accept.
Yeah, accept, right.
Yep.
Now touch on start now. Just look on the very little option, you can have start now. Try to touch on start now.
Done.
All right, you need to do, just try to check, it's the left-hand side top, it's a three-bar option, just look on your screen.
Yep.
Touch
on
that.
Three dots.
Yes.
On the connection established or remote address.
Yes.
Which one?
Give me a moment. Now, just check it's the left-hand side top. It's a three dash line option. Exactly, left-hand side top. Just try to touch on that. Left-hand side top of the screen. It's a very top. Left-hand side, very top. It's a
three dot.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you see that? This option over there. It's settings.
Settings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And can you see that option over there, security? Try to touch on security.
Yep.
And scroll it down a little bit. Scroll it down. Can you see that option, permission profile? Look on the top. Look on the little bit of top. It's the option will be permission profile. Just check.
Yep.
Touch on that. Alright. Can you see that? It's our last option is it'll be unattended access. Just try to touch on that. Alright. Can you see that it's a option enable unattended access and right hand side it's a little square box. Just try to touch on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now touch on the red line over there. Just try to check on the middle. Yeah. Now you need to do put over there, all in lowercase, it's Apple, A-P-P-L-E, Apple, 121, after Apple, 121, yes, now touch on OK, you can see any option over there, OK, you
done
already
that.
Done it, alright, now touch on close,
in the bottom,
yeah, can you see that option, full access, just try to touch on full access,
yeah.
All right, now what you need to do is just look on the very bottom, it's a close. Just try to touch on close.
Yeah.
Close once again, touch on close.
Yeah.
All right, now press the home button. Look on the very bottom, it's the middle of the phone, it's the home button. Press the home button and go back to your home page, please.
Yeah.
Now you can see here all the application like your mobile application, gallery, camera, contact, messages, each and everything you can see right now.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Now, now you need to do, don't do anything. Right now, I want to transfer this call to our MCA department and some other senior person. They are trying to help you and they are trying to tell you what is the next step. All right? Now, stay on the line.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you. Stay on the line.
Just found out who's accessing your phone.
No, there's one person.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's changed. Is this the phone you need to play with?
Huh?
What are you thinking?
Bill.
Did he play with his phone?
No, that's not the thing. I was just holding it by throwing an alarm now.
Hello?
Hello?
Thank you for getting connected with the National Crime Agency. This is Peter Wilson. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
All right. I'm also good. Thanks for asking. I believe that you are having a word with the eBay department, and they have explained it to you that what is going on to your personal details. Am I correct?
Yes. I'm on the phone to my partner, so, yes. He's here.
Right. Now, do you understand that what is going on? Like, may I know that, first of all, that what you have understand after spoken to them, that what is going on your personal details?
No, we're gathering somebody accessing through the phone to something.
Okay. I'm going to explain it to you. Now, first of all, let me tell you that my name is Peter Wilson, and I work for National Crime Agency. Now, do you have got any idea what National Crime Agency works for?
No.
We are the government agency. We work for government, and we work under Australian Federal Bureau Investigation. Now, we deal with all the fraudulent activities and transactions, whatever is happening in whole over Australia. We deal with it. Okay, now as we get through your personal details, there are lots of fraudulent activities which has been going on. That is the reason why your case has been registered to us, so that we will gonna investigate this matter in a proper way, and we will gonna find it out that where are the people that are belonging from, those are trying to compromise into your details. Alright?
Yeah.
Alright, now first of all, as I have scanned your internet history, I can see that there are more than 10 devices which is connected with the same internet IP address. Now, may I know that how many devices which is connected with your internet connection?
Here we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, and when my son comes over, so that will make 5.
Normally, basically, how many devices you have got which is connected with internet at this point of time?
I'd say 6.
2.
What? 6.
6. Okay. Now, as I can see that there are more than 10 devices which is connected with the same internet IP address of yours. So, that means the other 5 to 6 devices is not belongs to you, okay? And they are coming from the overseas countries. Now, do you give any permissions to anybody that they can make payment or they can, do you give any permissions to anybody that they can use your internet connection outside of Australia? Do you know anyone in outside Australia?
No.
Because as I can see over here that there are some person from overseas countries like China, Nigeria, they are using your network and they are compromising your details and they are trying to misuse with your information. Now, that is the reason why we are trying to go ahead and putting the security on your personal details so that in future you don't have to face this sort of trouble. All right? Now, now could you just tell me that what you can see on your screen at the moment?
I've got the home page there.
Okay, do one thing. Go to the Play Store.
To the where?
Play Store.
Play Store?
Yeah.
Where's that, Bobby? Yeah. There.
Yep. Hello?
Yeah, on the Play Store, on the top, search there, AnyDesk.
Yeah, I've got that there. You want me to open it?
No, like, touch on the white long panel on the top where it says search. You want to touch on that?
Yeah.
On the magnifying glass, you have a touch on the magnifying glass on the top?
I'm in AnyDesk.
You don't need to open up the AnyDesk. You do one thing, press the box, press the right hand side, can you see a box?
Mm-hmm.
It look like a square. Like, come back to your home screen first. Press the home button.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, now open up the Play Store again.
Yeah.
Now look at the very top. Can you see any magnifying glass on the Play Store?
Yes.
You ever touch on that?
Yeah.
Now what do you see? Search there, AnyDesk AD1. AD, A for Alpha, D for Doctor.
Now I've got AnyDesk.
Now give us space. Give us space.
Yeah.
Then A for Alpha.
Yeah.
D for Doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah, now look at the top. Can you see anything came up like AnyDesk plugin 81?
Yeah.
Give a click on that. Yeah. Give a click on that. Yeah, give a click on that.
Yeah.
Now give a click on install. Now through this AnyDesk, what we will gonna do, we will gonna activate the security on your network. Alright? Now, now you do one thing, press the home button.
Yeah.
Now, press the home button and go to the settings.
Yeah.
Now, are you on the settings?
Yes.
Right. Now, just scroll down the page. Can you see anywhere it says accessibility?
Yeah.
Give a click on that accessibility.
Yeah.
Now, what do you see?
It's come up with AnyDesk control service AD1 is off.
Okay, give a touch on that.
Yeah. AnyDesk.
Now click on that. Can you see any things on the top right hand side? It looks like a round shape, a dot.
Side with keyhole. You want me to tap on use any desk control service AD1?
Yeah, give a click on that.
Allow any desk control
service. Yeah, scroll down the page. Give a click on allow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, on the bottom, can you see it says Apple Control Service 81 shortcut? Give a click on allow.
Yeah.
Click on yes. Now, just go back. Go back and come back to your home page.
Yeah.
Now, open up the AnyDesk application from your mobile phone.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, can you see on your screen, what do you see at the moment?
I've got AnyDesk control service AD1 is on, and then it's got text-to-speech output, and then it goes into display, magnification, color,
no,
and so on.
Like, you need to open up the AnyDesk application, where you able to see the number, it says your address on that page.
Yeah, got that.
Can you see the numbers?
Yes. Do you want me to tap on our address?
No, just hold on. Now, what options do you see?
To your device, only accept.
Yeah, give a click on, I'm aware of the risk, give a click on that. Give a click on I trust this caller, I'm aware of the risk. Give a click on that. Yeah, now can you see start now?
Yep.
Yeah. Now, you see that you are connected to the National Crime Agency Department at the moment?
Yes.
Alright. Now, now you do one thing. Just allow me some moment. Look at the top. Can you see three option on the left hand side, top three horizontal line?
Emissions.
Yes, give a click on that. On the top.
Yeah. Oh, I
okay. Can you see
yeah.
Permission profile? Can you
yeah.
see? Alright, give a click on settings. Now give
yeah.
a click on security.
Yeah.
Now scroll down the page a little bit. Now can you see anything like permission profiles?
Yes.
Give a click on that.
Yeah.
Now give a click on full access.
Yeah.
Now give a click on enable unattended access.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we are providing your security password, so apart from you, no other people can get into your devices without your permission. Now put the password Apple, all in lowercase, Apple.
Apple, yeah.
1, 2, 1. Yep. Then put 2.
2?
Yes, number 2.
Yep.
Now give a click on OK. Okay,
yep.
Now give a click on Close.
Yep.
Okay, now give a click on close. Now give a click on that, look at the very top, can you see any option? It's like a arrow pointing leftwards.
Yeah.
Give a click on that, we're able to see the address. Give a click on that arrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, now we are providing you, once again, the security address, just hold on. Now give a click on I am aware of the risk.
Start now?
Yes, correct. You're very smart in this gadget, by the way.
Alright.
You were smart in this gadget, by the way. Now I do one thing, press the home button and come back to your home screen first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, as I can see that the charges which has been trying to be made, the charges is trying to be made from the National Australian Bank. Now, do you banking with NAP with this device?
Yes.
So that is the reason why, because there are lots of fraudulent charges which has been trying to be made and attempted from this account. Now, can you just do one thing? Like, do you check your statement online?
Yes.
And when did you last time check it?
When did you find that first one, that $53 one?
Last month.
Yeah, last month he had a $53 one, and I think the month before.
And apart from the mobile phone, do you have got any computer, any laptop which is connected with the internet?
No.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, it's not through my account.
Not through this account, it's through my account.
Like you do online, like you have got the computer in, do you have got the computer in your place?
Yes.
Alright. And, alright, and you both have got a joint account with the same bank or you have got a different bank account in it?
Separate
bank account. Alright, now you do one thing, you log in into your bank from this, alright, you don't have to do anything about it for now. You do one thing, be in front of your computer first.
Why?
And turn it on, because we need to, your mobile phone is connected with the National Crime Agency at this point of time, but your computer is no longer safe and secure. So we need to connect you to the security server so that we can activate the firewall security on your whole devices. Because your computer is no longer safe and secure at this point of time. As I have told you that there are lots of people who have been established on your network.
Maybe I'll find this Amazon 299 doors coming in my desk. Good thing.
You there?
Yeah.
Be in front of the computer, turn it on, then I'll guide you how we will gonna get connected to the security server.
We've gotta get that off.
You there?